I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's the hero, she's the villain, and their show is perfect for Netflix and chillin'. It's Watch What Happens Live with Alfre Woodard and Mike Coulter now. Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two of the hottest stars in the Marvel Universe. Not only is she an acclaimed stage actress and Oscar-nominated film star, she was also in three of everybody's all-time favorite shows, Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, and St. Elsewhere. Now she's playing a bad lady in Marvel's Luke Cage on Netflix. Welcome back, Emmy winner, Alfre Woodard! To play one of Alfre's evil henchmen, just so my next guest might throw me around a little. Say hi to the unbreakable Luke Cage himself, Mike Coulter. Hey, Mike Coulter. Great to see you. So I'm excited about the new season of the show.
We are as well.
Yeah, good. All right, well, that makes three of us. And speaking of comic book heroes and good versus evil, over at the bar, it is the co-author and co-illustrator and creator of the Sacred Creatures comic. Volume one is out now. Now, I'm not a huge guy for, like, books that are comic books. I love this. It's Sacred Creatures, and it's my friend Pablo Raimondi. Hey, Pablo. I love it. I've been friends with you for years. I also see you at Atlas Social right. Club. I see you at Bedlam. But I never knew you were such a good illustrator. So I love this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, good. I want to start with this poll. So grab your phones, everybody, because Mike plays a very sexy superhero on Luke Cage. I want to congratulate you because you're the inspiration for our poll tonight. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, other than Mike, which superhero can get it? Black Panther, Captain America, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, or Spider-Man? Well, it's not fair to only put one woman in there, I feel like, because it's like, you know, apples and oranges. But who do you... Well, it looks like it's firmly between Captain America and Black Panther. And Black Panther gets it.
Gets it.
All right. Very good. Wakanda forever. Oh, no, now it's still flying.
Okay.
All right. Before we get to your questions for Alfre and Mike, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Alfre Woodard plays a bad, bad lady on Luke Cage. But in real life, she seems really nice. I mean, she came back here for a second time, right? Here's what, Alfrey, I'm going to go through some bad behaviors most of us have either done or would do if we thought we could get away with it. And you tell me if you have ever done any of these things. Alfrey, have you ever thrown a drink in someone's face?
No.
I figured not. Have you ever tried to psych out another actress before her audition?
No.
Really?
No.
Have you ever given out a fake phone number?
No.
Have you ever flipped off another driver?
Hell yeah.
Yes. All right. Have you ever re-gifted?
No. Well, if somebody asks for it, I give it to them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Have you ever used your celebrity status to get out of a ticket?
Not my celebrity status, but I know how to get out of a ticket.
How do you get out of a ticket?
Well, it depends on the officer, but the first thing you do is you play really dumb.
Really? I love it.
Yeah.
Are you good at playing dumb?
Yeah, come to the window.
Your ticket, you were speeding. Do you?
Officer, oh my God, I was? Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm nervous. Okay.
Oh, my God, that's good. That's really good. Have you ever pretended not to
you
see?
You can't do that.
No.
Ever pretended not to see someone so you wouldn't have to talk to them? This is a big New York City streets trick.
No.
Do it sometime. Have you ever let the air out of someone's tires?
No, but I...
What?
You know, sometimes it needs...
You shanked them?
No, the tire.
Oh.
But
that's what we meant.
I'm not strong enough to slash it. I just kind of poked it.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. That was kind of the one that I wasn't expecting. Finally, Luke Cage isn't always a man of many words, but when he says something, it's always a deep voice. Here's what. We're going to be a little less deep as we play Suck It To Me Superhero Edition. Alfrey and Mike, you're going to take turns hitting off your helium balloons, okay?
Oh,
and then you're going to recite a line from a superhero movie, and then we're going to have to guess which one. So hold on before you take it, Mike.
All right.
You take the first hit,
all
Alfrey,
right.
And this is going to be enough to change your voice.
Right.
And
Pass it around.
Yeah, exactly.
No? What is that?
No, nothing. I just no.
Okay, and your line's going to be right there. So just so take your head off the balloon.
The whole
first.
Balloon?
No. No, just take it. Just suck some
bit.
In. It'll change your
I've
voice.
I've never done this.
No, I know you're going to love it.
Oh yeah.
I haven't.
Heard that one.
Okay.
I'm gonna look away.
Okay.
When it comes to procreation, men are essential, but for pleasure, not necessary.
Is that a line from Wonder Woman or Batman Begins?
Her line?
Yes.
Oh, Batman.
It's Wonder Woman. Okay, now you. Oh, okay, I can't wait to hear this.
I've definitely never done that before.
This is corset is really uncomfortable, so can we all wrap this up and go home?
Okay, is that from Catwoman or Black Panther?
Catwoman.
It's from Black Panther.
I knew that one.
Here. All right, Alfrey, give me
that.
Another one.
When did they say that?
Oh, I remember who said it.
What did I hit it? When I was a kid, I used to pretend David Hasselhoff was my dad.
Is that from Guardians of the Galaxy or The Avengers?
It's got to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
It is. Yes. Very good. Okay, Mike. Last one. Take a big one.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
It never gets old. Is it from The Dark Knight or Iron Man?
Iron Man.
It's the Dark Knight.
Oh.
Unbelievable. I love it. Thank you very much. That was really good.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. I enjoyed that. Let's go to Rachel from Boston. Rachel, what's your question?
Can I let this go?
Yeah. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Andy.
Hey,
Hi.
What's your question, Rachel?
All right, so make the sun.
What? Rachel, are you there?
Hello?
Rachel, what's your question?
Hi. Okay, Mike, you are so sexy, I just have to tell you. And I'm wondering if you could tell me what you think your sexiest and least sexiest body parts are.
Okay. We're all interested in this question.
My sexiest body part. Oh, wow. If I had to guess, I guess maybe my chest. I don't know.
Okay.
Chest. And my least sexiest body part, probably my, gosh, there's so many. God, I could go on and on. My hands?
You know what? When I shook your hands, I was thinking to myself, those are big-ass hands.
Listen.
I was very excited.
Listen.
So, I mean, I disagree.
I would say my hands are, I mean, they're pretty big. I keep them in my pockets when I can, if they can fit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's go to Hannah from Denver with a question for Alfrey Woodard. Hey, Hannah, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. For Alfrey, have you started working on the live-action Lion King yet? And is there anything you can tell us about Beyoncé as Nala?
Why don't I get sexy questions? I like sex. Okay.
I like sex.
yes, I'm working. I started last fall. We all started working, but the thing is, it sounds exciting, but it's really sort of, you know, happy, nerdy fanning out because we all work separately. I go in, I work with Jon Favreau and everyone, and it's so great. It's just like a huge place, teams of people that have been working for a couple of years just to make Sarabi move. And oh my God, and Favreau showed me some stuff. It is off.
Really?
It's off the chain.
So
it's
you're not
so
sitting
amazing.
There with B, like, kikiing.
No, I'm no. not.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I saw her mama, though, about 2 weeks ago. We were at an event together.
Oh, really?
Private event.
I love it. Yeah.
Private.
Gina, private event.
Yeah. Private event.
Mm. Let's go to Shelly from Miami. Shelly from Miami was not invited because it was private. Shelly, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Mike.
Okay.
Since you shave your head, I'd like to know what your manscaping routine is like for the rest of your body.
Oh,
Okay. Tell that I take care of this because honestly, it doesn't do much good. I do laser a lot.
I do laser.
I have to. I'm hairy. I'm really hairy. So I laser my back. I laser my chest.
Wow.
I laser my shoulders. I laser everything pretty much except my head because I wanted to see if maybe I'll grow hair back at some point in my life.
Okay.
So far, no luck. What else do I do? I do facials. I do mani-pedis. I love a good mani-pedi.
Wow.
I'd probably like to do more, but I'm a little shy, so I don't know if I can actually go in and let someone laser anything else. I'm a little shy, so
right.
I kind of leave all the other stuff to myself, you know.
All right. Let's go to Rachel from Florida. Hey, Rachel, what's your question for Alfrey?
You do more than me.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Alfrey. So I'm so excited to be talking to you, first of all.
Thanks.
My question for you is, what are your thoughts about the second season of the Desperate Housewives? I know that the critics said it was bad, but personally, I loved it. Just wanted to see what you thought.
What did you think of the second season of Desperate Housewives? Was that a controversial season, the second season of Desperate Housewives?
You know, honestly, really honestly, I was just passing through for fun, so
right.
I don't really.
You weren't invested.
Chart whether people.
You were
well,
not.
I don't really listen or just care.
Right.
What critics say.
You won't be back, Alfrey. They will not have you back.
Well, that's good because it's off the air. She's done.
But you're I'm glad sticking there for us. You
yes.
Know?
Yeah. She cashed her checks. She's done.
He said that.
I said that. It's game time, everybody. If I were a superhero, I think the power I would want would be X-ray vision, but only so I could see, you know. But you know what? It's time to play What's in Their Tights? Okay, come on out, guys. It's Ryan, Nick, and Gabriel. Okay, here's our own superheroes. Now we are going to have, they're all packing superhero accoutrement. But we must ask them yes or no questions and guess what each item is if we can get all three right in 60 seconds. So they have these in their actual pants? I don't see them in. Okay, we're going to start with you. And we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We can ask yes or no questions about what superhero accoutrements are in their pants. This is really hard.
Is it all in
the front? Well, okay. Is it? I don't know.
Is it the Johnson
it's all
area?
In the front. Yeah. Okay, right. Let's go. Let's start. Is it, are they handcuffs?
They are not.
They're not.
Does it go in your mouth? In one's mouth.
Can it cut you? Can it cut you?
Cannot cut you.
Is it a super? Is it something that a superhero that we know of uses?
Yes.
Is it a man?
No.
No? It's a woman? No. Okay. Is it Wonder Woman? Is it a lasso?
Oh!
Okay, to you. Okay, is this something a superhero uses?
Yes.
Yes? Is it someone we know?
It's sharp.
You should, yes.
It's sharp.
Yes.
Okay. Is it something that you could stab someone with?
Yes.
Yes. Is it a knife?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay, wow, this is fun.
All right, this is a little dip more difficult here.
I know, this is, yeah, this is really hard.
Is it a
it looks
face?
Very flat. No.
It's a bomb.
Is it a glove?
What was it?
A bomb.
It is a, oh, it's a mask.
I was about to say face.
Okay, well, we'll use a different mask. Jillian S. emailed, you've been nominated for an Emmy 18 times. You've won 4. What Emmy were you most bummed to lose?
I've never lost an Emmy.
Because you always win because you're...
You get Emmys. You don't lose them.
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
My
that was
Dylan
somebody else's
Emmy. Emailed, what was the most intimidating part of being directed by Clint Eastwood for Million Dollar Baby?
Oh, man, just seeing him for the first time, you know, having him walk on set, because as a boy growing up watching all of his movies and films, you just go, it's just such an icon, so.
Kayla F. texted, Mike, which Marvel superhero has the lamest power?
Oh, I hate to say it, but, oh, I think it's the Renner with the bow. I don't know.
Renner with the bow.
Yeah.
It's bow. Time for my mazel of the day. The it goes to Meghan Markle's father, who went on Piers Morgan today to dish more dirt about his daughter and Prince Harry today. And to tell you the truth, I couldn't even watch it with the sound on because, well, Piers Morgan. But yeah. I did watch it with the sound off, and I realized that Thomas Markle deserves the mazel for looking like he was singing an amazing jam. Mike Shockwell goes to the news that on The Bachelorette, contestant Lincoln revealed that he believes the earth is flat. But it also recently came out that he was convicted of indecent assault and battery last month. Isn't it weird how people on the internet were able to use the internet to find out that Lincoln did that, but he's not able to use it to find out the shape of the planet he lives on? Hi, Lincoln. I want to thank Alfrey, Mike, and Kavya. It's the after show with the stars of Marvel's Luke Cage, Alfrey Woodard, and Mike Coulter. Season 2 starts on Netflix Friday. I love this book, Sacred Creatures. It is co-illustrated and co-written by Pablo Raimondi. Hi, Pablo. Pablo also co-owns Bedlam and Atlas Social Club.
That's right.
Which are two fantastic bars in New York City. And I love seeing you working the bar sometimes.
Sometimes
without a shirt, Pablo.
Mm. Rarely, but
yes, no, but make it count.
Sometimes.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my name is Shay. I'm calling from Houston.
Hey, Shay, what's your question?
My question is for Mike.
Okay.
Mike, when filming Jessica Jones, you and Kristen had some pretty steamy scenes. What was that like?
They're always very awkward, actually. We had met before months earlier, and we got along great. And then, you know, it's like the second day. They always do this. They make you jump into bed the second day. And I found out why. So when you meet someone, whatever you feel for them, it's sort of just chemistry. It literally is just how you feel about them based off of what you see. But if you get to know them, usually you learn more things about them, which may or may not be a good thing. So the quicker you jump into bed and kind of like get this part over with, it makes it better for everyone.
You just explained the entire philosophy of being a gay man. I mean, we see each other.
Listen, I speak the language.
Yes,
what do you want
you
from
do.
Me?
I know, the language. It's good. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Catherine from Alfred, New York.
Hey, Catherine.
I've been a fan since day one.
Oh,
my
thank
question
you.
Is for Alfred, given that you're gorgeous and you've been on so many different venues, I wondered if you'd ever been sexually harassed like so many people in your profession, many beautiful women.
Is that something that you faced through your career?
There's probably something about me that...
Says don't F with me?
Yeah, and, you know, to be really honest, I'm of that generation and I'm tough enough that I can accept... like a awkward compliment, like, oh, your butt really looks nice. And I can tell the difference when it's somebody saying, oh, you look fit, or somebody saying something else. And you can just tell the difference. And, you know, if you get grabbed, you grab. And you tell people where to go. So
you grab. All right.
But I understand everybody has a different way of being, but... Those girls of us that are up in some age, we learned hand to hand from our moms.
Right. How to
combat,
deal with it.
Combat, that is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Dana Kay said, Alfrey, I love your sister's soirees that you do every year. What prompted you to start them? And which attendee left you the most starstruck over the years? This was established to celebrate minority women who've been nominated. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. To make a complex thing short, and you can go online to just look for Oscar Sister's Soiree, was that... I got tired of every time I would hear my sister's names called, it was somebody saying, yeah, oh, if that B turns it down, you got a shot at it. Or, you know, you just hear negative things. But so we're not around each other. So you'd hear, if you heard another woman of color actor's name, it was always in a negative context, as if there was only one role and everybody from Journey Smollett to Cicely Tyson would be up for the same role.
Wow, right.
And it's like, no, that's on them.
Right.
You know, if all of us are celebrated and all of us are bankable, if there's 100 roles that year, okay, we'll give all the Kates the Queens of England and the Helens, but... You know, we should be considered for the other 99 roles. So it puts it on them. We're not in competition. You are in denial, not allowing the people that you say are so fantastic
so
to be
great.
Considered.
Yeah.
So I got the women together. I get the women together because I feel like we have something in common that with each other that nobody else in the world has.
Yeah.
And so we get together and it is wonderful, wild, bawdy fun.
Do you think that has it changed in the last 5 years?
It helps with 800 channels. It helps with all the internet and on the
more
streaming
people are
services.
Making products,
yeah, so. And what it is disproving is what people said before was that Black content, and if you were in a film, if the three of us were in a film, and even if you were the lead of it, it would be Black content because there would be two Black people in it.
Right.
Or even if there were like three white guys and us two. So it's that thing they'd say, you know, it doesn't sell internationally, but now Netflix certainly has disproved that and other people. And so now people are sort of saying, oh, okay, you know, the truth is, the barriers that are put up have nothing to do with the people around the world ever.
No.
It is the people who somehow can profit and maintain control that want us to believe that we have nothing in common. But Luke Cage is streaming on the 22nd in 150
yes.
countries.
Yes.
And so there's little Chinese boys and girls, little
walking
boys and girls.
Hoods.
Yeah.
Walking around with hoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Everybody wants to be Luke.
Oh, we did really well in Korea. Yeah.
Girls and
is that
boys.
True?
No, I mean, we explored that territory last, we first came out, went to Korea and Japan. And Korea is a very sort of, you know, nationalistic, and that's not to say it's a bad thing, but they have their own culture. And so for us to come over there and to be able to sort of do well, it's a great thing. And that's great. I mean, I mean, Black Panther came out and crushed it.
Yeah.
We came out and we did really well there before, and I'm glad that that's something that, you know.
Do you think the success of Black Panther somehow made Luke Cage more, you know, marketable for Netflix? I mean...
Well, no, I don't think it changed. No, I don't think it's changed. I think anyone who watched the first season of Luke Cage and enjoyed it will watch again. And we've grown our fan base just based off of, you know, people word of mouth and also curiosity for the Black culture and superheroes in a different sense, because we're so different. We're so different. We're very urban and very, like, hands-on in the sense that you can touch and feel our characters, and they're sort of like a prestigious element that's like...
Yeah.
Like, it's an imagination. It's a fantastical world that we love, but we have these two different worlds that you can enjoy both, you know?
And you can go to Harlem.
You can go to Harlem.
Right.
We want to go to Wakanda, but we can't.
Yeah, right.
We can go to Harlem, yeah.
Right. And it's very cool that you shoot the whole thing in and around New York City and over all the boroughs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how fun is that?
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. Today was so humid, but, I mean, we shot last summer, and I had a hoodie on last summer, and it was just this humid. I remember. It's so hard. But,
yeah,
we love it. We love shooting on location.
Well, I'm very excited for season two. It's super fun to hang out with you guys.
Me too.
Thank you, Pablo. Everybody check out Luke Cage season two and Sacred Creatures. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.